Hello, I'm John Paul Davis. This is The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. Thank you for listening. Tree poetry. I wanted to know what I must sound like to the old Linden, so I sped up a recording of myself reading poetry times 12. I thought of the impossibility of catching the little gnat occupying the north bathroom this past week. Compared to it, I may as well not be moving, clapping my branches together only to see it ghosting upward toward the light in the ceiling. Trees communicate via pheromones and electrical pulses sent through fungi networks beneath the soil, the internet of mushrooms. Their poems must take decades to recite, and who knows, maybe the wooded area where I like to walk and pray and sing softly to myself is an open mic. Maybe the pollen that inspires my sneezes is the end rhymes of arboreal verse. Saplings and youngster trees curl their roots as the knotty old-timers regale the years before the rootless began ruining the air and warming up the planet with their smokestacks and chainsaws. The soft little short livers used to worship us, the eldest says. In the time it takes to say that, a new housing development has invaded the east edge of the woods. If the old trees survive, they'll finish the poem by the time I'm an old man wondering why everyone has to rush everywhere, grateful for the polite applause from my grandchildren's generation after I rumble my final stanzas into the microphone and finally sit down, absently scratching my bark, glorying in the light breeze, playing havoc with my few remaining leaves. You have been listening to The Uncomputable, a weekly podcast in which I read my poetry. I'm John Paul Davis. You can find out more about me at www.johnpauldavis.org.